This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. لِمَاذَا يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ Why? Why do we want to understand the Arabic language? Because it's the language of the Noble Quran. It's the language of the Sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa, the chosen one, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. Walhamdulillah, we are currently in Medina Arabic Book 3, Volume Number 3, MashaAllah. And in this majlis, we will move to Lesson Number 25, Bi'ithnillahi Ta'ala. But before that, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, Qabla Dhalik, before that, Sanabda' Bishay Min Al-Muraja'a. We will begin with a little bit of revision, inshaAllah. And that's from Medina Arabic Book 2, Lesson Number 6 and 7, inshaAllah. Let's do a little bit of revision from Medina Arabic Book 2, Lesson 6 and 7, Bi'ithnillahi Ta'ala. So we know that inna, anna, this is to show emphasis, indeed, surely, no doubt. Well, if we are using a qala, he said qala, then after qala, we will have inna. Qala inna such and such, not qala anna, but rather qala inna allaha, etc. Jawanu, ma ma'na jawanu? Jawanu means jawan, I am jawan, ana jawanu, I am hungry. Ana jawanu, Muhammadun jawanu, excellent. With regards to Fatima Fatima jawa'a, al-tullabu jia'un, the students are hungry. Al-talibatu jia'un, the female students, they are hungry. Jamil. What does limah mean? Lima is similar to limada, why? Jaid, you could say lima, and if it's on its own, lima hada, why this? Dhahabta, you went. Anta dhahabta. Anti dhahabti, you went when you're speaking to a female. So anta dhahabta ya Muhammadu. Anti dhahabti ya Fatimatu. Jamil. Also dhahabat, she went. Aminatu dhahabat, third person, ghaib, they're not present. So we would say Muhammadun dhahaba wa Fatimatu dhahabat. Muhammad went and Fatima went. Jamil, mashaAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, in lesson number 7 of Medina Arabic Book 2, what did we cover here? We saw the conversation between the father, his sons and daughters. An example we learnt, Al-Kitabu Dhul Ghilafil Ahmari, the book which has a red cover. Dhul Ghilafil Ahmari, Dhul Ghilafil Ahmari, Dhu Mudaf, Dhul Ghilafil Ahmari, which has a red cover. Jamil. Rajulun Dhu Lihyatin, a bearded man. Rajulun ذو لحية رجل ذو لحية, a bearded man. Whereas الرجل ذو اللحية, the bearded man. Note the difference. A bearded man and the bearded man. جميل. ثلث ساعة, ثلث ساعة. Somebody says, I'm gonna be ثلث ساعة, a third of an hour, a fraction, third of an hour. So ثلث, a third. سدس, a sixth. خمس, a fifth. ربع, a quarter. جميل. ما شاء الله. It's on the scale of فعول. جميل. كان كان المدير في المسجد. The principal was in the masjid. كان بلال مريضا. بلال was sick. كان بلال مريضا. جميل ما شاء الله. Then we also learned about the sentence like أعباسا ضربت أم عمارا. أعباسا ضربت أم عمارا. Did Abbas you hit or Ammar? Basically, did you hit Abbas or Ammar? A'abbasan darabta am ammaran. A'abbasan. So we bring the alif of questioning and then we bring one of the two options. A'abbasan darabta, you hit Abbas, am ammaran or Ammar. Jameel, mashallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah. We also went through a little bit of revision there. And for example, Hamidun Zahaba, Aminatu Zahabat, Anta Zahabta, Anti Zahabti, Ana Zahabtu, I went, Ana Zahabtu, plurals, Hamidun, Wahashimun, Wa'aliyun, Zahabu. حامد وعلي ومحمد ذهبوا. As for آمنة وزينب ومريم ذهبنا. أنتم ذهبتم. أنتن ذهبتن. And as for we, نحن ذهبنا. We went. نحن ذهبنا. جميل ما شاء الله. And we will continue our revision of Medina Arabic Book 2 when we meet next in our next majlis, بإذن الله تعالى. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, let us get cracking on Medina Arabic Book 3, our main lesson, and that is lesson number 25, بإذن الله تعالى. What will we be covering in this lesson? So we will be covering Bab Istaf'ala. Istaf'ala. This is Fi'l Mazid, the scale of Istaf'ala. And this scale, Istaf'ala, it signifies, amongst other things, that you are asking for something. You are seeking something. Istahda. He sought guidance. He was seeking guidance. Istahda. Istaghfara. Istaghfara, that he asked, he sought forgiveness, Istata'ama, 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 he was asking for food, istata'ama, jameel. And then other examples, istiqadha, he woke up, ista'adda, he got ready, istahamma, he had a shower, istaqala, he resigned or he retired, istalqa, he lay down. Jameel. So we will cover that, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. That's the fi'il madi. That's the madi past tense scale. Then what about the mudari', the present tense? Mudari', for example, yastaf'ilu, 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 yastaghfiru, yastaghfiru, yastaghfiru. He is seeking forgiveness. Right now, he is seeking forgiveness. Yastahimmu, yastahimmu. He is having a shower, having a bath. Yastaqilu, yastaqilu. He is resigning. Yastalqi, yastalqi, yastalqi. He is lying down. As for fi'il amr, the order, istaghfir, istaghfir. Istaghfir means that seek forgiveness. Istaghfir, you are ordering somebody to seek forgiveness. Istaghfir, istaghfir, seek forgiveness. Istaqil, 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 that resign. You're ordering somebody to seek resignation. Istahim, istahim, istahim. You're ordering somebody to have a bath. Istalqi, istalqi, you're ordering somebody to lie down. Jayid, to lie down. Jameel. And as for the masdar of this scale, it's on the scale of istif'alun, 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 istighfarun, istighfarun, istaqalatun, 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 resignation, istaqalatun, istasharatun, istisharatun, istisharatun, counseling or counsel, consultation. Jameel. As for the ism fa'il, mustaghfirun, The person who seeks pardon. We are the ones seeking pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are the mustaghfirun. We are the mustaghfirun. I am the mustaghfirun, seeking pardon from Allah. And so Allah is the mustaghfarun. Mustaghfarun. The one whose pardon is being sought. The one whose forgiveness is being sought. So Allah is the ism maf'ul. And I am the ism fa'il. Mustaghfirun, the seeker. Mustaghfarun, the one whose pardon is being sought. Excellent. Then we'll also learn in this lesson about kay, so that, likay, so that, likay la, so that it's not. We'll cover examples. We'll learn about idhan. In that case, idhan. Idhan, and the rules related to that. And they generally will find, based upon the rules, that the word after it will be mansoob. Ma akaltu, I did not eat. La akaltu, wa la sharibtu. Neither did I eat, nor did I drink. La akaltu, wa la sharibtu. La akaltu, wa la sharibtu. La akaltu, wa la sharibtu. Fala saddaqa, wa la salla. Fala saddaqa, wa la salla. Neither did they give charity, nor did they pray. Allah musta'an. We have the sentence, دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدَ وَالْإِمَامُ يَقْرَأُ الْفَاتِحَةَ. The wow of hal, I entered the masjid while the imam was reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. Well, there's another example when we enter into a verbal sentence with the past tense meaning. Example, دخلت المسجد وقد قرأ الإمام. دخلت المسجد وقد قرأ الإمام. I entered the masjid and the imam just finished reciting. وقد قرأ الإمام, past tense, and the imam had just finished recitation. Ja'ala, the word ja'ala we'll see has four meanings. Could be to make, to become, to cause something to be. And if this is its meaning, it will have two objects. Sa'aj'alu hadhihi al-ghurfata dukkanan. I will make this room into a shop. I will turn this room into a shop. Ghurfata and dukkanan. Dukkanan, both of them are the maf'uls. Excellent objects. Another meaning of ja'ala is to think or to deem. To deem something. Example, aja'altani mudiran. Aja'altani mudiran. That you regard me as the guy in charge, you regard me as the principal, you've turned me into the principal. أَجَعَلْتَنِي مُدِيرًا. You deem me, you think me that I am the mudir. No. جَعَلَ can also mean to make something, to create something. Here you will only have one object. And then جَعَلَ can also mean to begin something, like كَانَ. جَعَلَ حَامِدٌ يَضْرِبُنِي. جَعَلَ حَامِدٌ يَضْرِبُنِي. And Hamid began to hit me. Jamil. We'll also learn about the plural of mashin, qadin, hafin, arin, walin. What scale? How's the plural? Mushatun, qudatun, hufatun, uratun, wulatun. Jayid. They're on the scale of fu'alatun. Fu'alatun. Jamil. MashaAllah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, these are some of the matters that we will be covering in this lesson number 25. It's a bit of a long lesson. InshaAllah, we will try to complete it in this majlis bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Let's read the passage. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Al-Mudarrisu, the teacher. Udkhul Ya Zakariya. Enter, O Zakariya. تأخرت كثيرا. You are very late. You are very late. ما الذي أخرك? What has delayed you? ما what الذي أخرك? What has delayed you? What's the thing that has delayed you? كنت متعبا. So زكريا says, كنت متعبا. I was tired. فاستلقيت. And so I lied down. كنت متعبا فاستلقيت. And so I lied down على قفايا. And I lie down on my back. بعد الصلاة, after the prayer. لِكَيْ أَسْتَرِيحَ, so that I could rest. لِكَيْ أستريحة. أستريحة is منسوب. Why? Because of لكي. Because of لكي, أستريحة is now منسوب. لكي أستريحة قليلا. So that I could rest a little while, a short while. فغلبني النوم. And غلبني overpowered me sleep. غلبني النوم and overpowered me the sleep. وما استيقظت. وما استيقظت and I didn't wake up إلا الساعة التاسعة except at 9 o'clock. Subhanallah. And so sleep overpowered him and so he slept until 9 o'clock. فتوضأت وتوجهت بسرعة إلى هنا. فتوضأت and I made wudu. وتوجهت and I directed myself بسرعة إلى هنا and I came quickly to here, to this place now, to this classroom. لا استحممت ولا أفطرت. Subhanallah. لا استحممت ولا أفطرت. Neither did I shower, neither did I take a bath. ولا أفطرت. Neither did I eat. So, he says that, nor did I take a shower, nor did I eat. I rushed and I came to the class. The mudarris says, Alam yuqizka zumala'uka? Alam yuqizka zumala'uka? Did your colleagues not wake you up? Did they not wake you up? Inna zumala'i alladhina yaskununa ma'i. Indeed, my companions, my colleagues who live with me, ذهبوا كلهم إلى المطار. All of them went to the airport لاستقبال رئيسهم, to welcome their president. رئيسهم, their head, meaning their president. So they all went to the airport to welcome their president. And so none of them were there in the room to wake me up. And so the teacher says, لا بأس, no problem, it's okay. اقرأ الحديث يا مروان. Read the hadith, O Marwan. Marwan reads, عن أبي ذر عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما روى عن الله تبارك وتعالى. So Abu Dhar narrates from the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم that the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم reports from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we call a hadith Qudsi. A hadith Qudsi. That the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah said such and such. But this is not the noble Quran. This is not Quran. This is a hadith. But it's like what we call a hadith Qudsi. A special type of hadith. That the words and the meaning are not completely from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is quoting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a lot of differences we find the muhaddithin listing between hadith Qudsi and the noble Quran, between hadith Qudsi and our normal ahadith, etc., etc. And so let's see. يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي. O my servants, O my slaves, يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم. Allah is saying that I have prohibited oppression upon myself. وجعلته بينكم محرما. And I also made it haram between yourselves. Between yourselves, that this oppression is also impermissible. Between man, oppression is also impermissible. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. And so do not oppress one another. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُ. O my servants, all of you are in misguidance except those who I guide. Allah is the source of guidance. فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. And so seek guidance from me and I will guide you. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ جَائِعٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطْعَمْتُ. O my servants, all of you are hungry except those that I feed. فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي أُطْعِمْكُمْ. And so seek your rizq, seek your sustenance, seek your food from me, and I will feed you. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ إِلَّا مَنْ كَسَوْتُ. All of you are naked except those that I clothe. فَاسْتَكْسُونِي أَكْسِكُمْ. And so seek clothing. Seek clothing from me and I will clothe you, subhanallah. يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا. O my servants, إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار, that you people continue to fall into sin during the night and during the day. You make mistakes and sin during the night and during the day. وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا, and I forgive all sins. فاستغفروني أغفر لكم, and so seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. Subhanallah. This hadith reported by Imam Muslim, and this is what we call a hadith Qudsi. And look at the words, O my servants, turn to Allah, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, seek your rizq from Him, seek your guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek your forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah, there's no point turning anywhere else. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, we testify, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, that there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, then the author states, يدخل عبد الملك, that عبد الملك now enters. The مدرس says to him, الآن تأتي وقد انتهى الدرس أو كادا, that now you come when the lessons almost finished or about to be finished. الله مستعان. عبد الملك says, ذهبت إلى مستوصف الجامعة, I went to the university clinic, فحولني الطبيب إلى المستشفى العام, and then the doctor transferred me to the general hospital. فحولني transferred me الطبيب إلى المستشفى العام. The mudarris says, لا بأس عليك, no problem, it's all okay. طهور إن شاء الله. استأذنت المديرة, did you seek permission from the principal? استأذنت المديرة, did you seek permission from the principal? And before that, طهور إن شاء الله, meaning that this is purification for you, that this illness, it will purify you بإذن الله تعالى. So عبد الملك says, نعم استأذنته قبل الذهاب فأذن لي, I sought his permission before I went and he granted me permission. يرن الجرس فيخرج المدرس ويتبعه حامد ويسر إليه حديثا. The bell rings, فيخرج المدرس, the teacher exits, ويتبعه حامد, Hamid follows the teacher, ويسر إليه حديثا, and then he is talking softly, quietly to the teacher. يا فضيلة الشيخ, O respected Sheikh, أريد أن أتحدث إليك في موضوع, I want to speak to you about a certain matter, ولكنني أستحي, but I am a bit shy to speak about this matter. The مدري says, قل ولا تستحي, that speak, don't be shy. Hamid says, أحتاج إلى مبلغ من المال, I require an amount of money, I'm in need of an amount of money. احتاج إلى مبلغ من المال. استقرضت من زملاء لي, I sought a loan from my colleagues. فلم يقرضوني, but none of them lent me any money. فهل يمكنني أن أقترض, أن أقترض منك, is it possible for me to borrow from you, O teacher? نعم إن شاء الله, no problem إن شاء الله. جزاك الله خيرا, سآتيك بعد صلاة العصر إن شاء الله, I will come to you after صلاة العصر. The teacher says, إذن أنتظرك, in that case I will wait for you. إذن أنتظرك, أنتظرك, أنتظرك. أنت الآن في بيتك الجديد, أنت الآن في بيتك الجديد, you are now in your new house, أليس كذلك, is it not so, is that not the case? The teacher says, بلى, affirmative. عسى أن تكون مستريحا فيه, عسى أن تكون مستريحا فيه, I hope that you are nice and relaxed there, nice and comfortable there in this new house. The teacher says, نعم الحمد لله, yes, and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this was the passage between the students and the mudarris. Tamarin, answer the following questions. Mata istayqadha Zakariya min an-nawmi? Mata istayqadha Zakariya min an-nawmi? When did Zakariya wake up from his sleep? And our jawab here would be استيقظ الساعة التاسعة. استيقظ الساعة التاسعة. He woke up at 9 o'clock. استيقظ الساعة التاسعة. جميل. لما تأخر عبد الملك؟ لما تأخر عبد الملك؟ لما تأخر عبد الملك؟ تأخر عبد الملك لأنه ذهب إلى مستوصف الجامعة. عبد الملك was delayed because he went to the university clinic. فحوله الطبيب and the doctor transferred him إلى المستشفى العام. إلى المستشفى العام and the doctor transferred him to the general hospital again. لما تأخر عبد الملك؟ جواب تأخر عبد الملك لأنه ذهب إلى مستوصف الجامعة فحوله الطبيب إلى المستشفى العام. جميل. Number three. ماذا طلب حامد من المدرس؟ طلب حامد من المدرس مبلغا من المال. An amount of money. مبلغا من المال. جميل. Exercise number two. من أبواب الفعل الثلاثي المزيد باب استفعل. زيدت في أوله همزة وسين وتاء. And so باب استفعل has the extra همزة, the سين and the تاء. Example, استقبل, استغفر, استمر means to continue, استمر means to continue, استغفر to seek forgiveness, استقبل to welcome. استخرج من الدرس الأفعال الواردة فيه من هذا الباب. So look into the lesson and pull out the verbs on the scale of استفعل. So look into the lesson, pull out the verbs on the scale of استفعل. Let's see what we can find. Well, we find there استلقيتو I lie down. فعل ماضي past tense. استلقيتو I lie down. Then we find استحممتو past tense. استحممتو I took a shower. استحممتو to take a shower. لا تستحيي don't be shy. فعل مضارع لا تستحيي فعل مضارع. استطعموني means seek food from me, and that's a فعل أمر. استكسوني seek your covering your clothing from me. استقرض فعل ماضي. Then we also find in the hadith there استهدوني فعل أمر. استأذن فعل ماضي. استأذن فعل ماضي. So those are some that we found in the lesson. Walhamdulillah. Then they give us exercise number 3. Ponder over the following. ثم هات المضارع والأمر والمصدر من الأفعال الآتية. So استقبل past tense. يستقبل. استقبل. استقبل فعل أمر. And the مصدر is استقبال. And so they give us استغفر, and they want us to do the same. Simple exercise. استغفر, then the مضارع will be يستغفر. استغفر is the فعل أمر. استغفر. And as for the مصدر, استغفارٌ forgiveness. Again, استغفر past tense. يستغفر present tense. استغفر أمر. And استغفارٌ is our مصدر. Next one. استعد to prepare. استعد. That he is now currently preparing. استعد. You are ordering somebody to prepare. استعد. And استعداد. Preparation. استلقى. 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 استلقى is the فعل ماضي. Is the فعل ماضي that he lied down. يستلقي. He is lying down. استلقي. استلقي فعل أمر. And استلقاء. 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 The next one. استراحة. استراحة. He relaxed. He took a rest. يستريح. He is resting. استريح. استريح يا أخي. استريح يا أخي. Rest, relax. Relax, oh my brother. استراحة. 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 This is our مصدر. And the last two there. استقال. استقال. He resigned. يستقيل. He is resigning. استقل. Resign. استقالة. استقالة. Resignation. استفاد. 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 He benefited. He sought benefit. يستفيد. He is benefiting. يستفيد. استفيد. استفيد. Benefit. استفيد. استفيد. استفادة. استفادة is our مصدر. والحمد لله ما شاء الله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we've covered exercises 1, 2, and 3. We now move on to exercise number 4, بإذن الله تعالى. أين, عين في الأمثلة الآتية باب استفعل بمشتقاته. So they want you to pull out the words on the scale of استفعل, inshallah. Number 1. أستحم بالماء البارد. أستحم بالماء البارد. I shower with cold water. أستحم. أستحم بالماء البارد. أستحم بالماء البارد. I shower with cold water. So what's our word on the scale of استفعل? Obviously, it's apparent. It is أستحم. أستحم is our فعل مضارع. أستحم بالماء البارد. I shower with cold water. I bath with cold water. Number 2. استأجرت هذه الشقة بخمسة عشر ألف ريال. استأجرت. استأجرت فعل ماضي. I rented. استأجرت. استأجرت هذه الشقة أو شقة بخمسة عشر ألف ريال. For 15,000 reals. Our answer. استأجرت. استأجرت. استأجرت فعل ماضي. I rented. Number 3. يستمر الامتحان أكثر من يومين. يستمر الامتحان. يستمر. Will continue. Will continue الامتحان. The tests will continue. The examination will continue. أكثر من يومين. More than 2 days. Our answer. يستمر. يستمر فعل مضارع. يستمر. 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 Number 4. استعدوا. استعدوا للامتحان فإنه قريب جدا. استعدوا. He's speaking to a group of students. استعدوا للامتحان. That prepare for the test. فإنه قريب جدا. For indeed it is very close. So our answer is استعدوا. استعدوا. It's our فعل أمر. Number 5. استسلم المجرم للشرطة. استسلم. استسلم. استسلم means that he gave up. He surrendered himself. He surrendered himself. Who? المجرم. The criminal. للشرطة. To the police. The criminal surrendered himself to the police. He handed himself over to the police. He was not putting up a fight. Rather, he استسلم. 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 استسلم فعل ماضي. استسلم. استسلم المجرم للشرطة. استسلم المجرم للشرطة. استسلم المجرم للشرطة. جميل. Number 6. يستحب الغسل. يستحب الغسل للإحرام. يستحب الغسل للإحرام. يستحب الغسل للإحرام. It's recommended to take a ghusl for إحرام. You are performing Hajj or performing Umrah. It's recommended. It is mustahab to take a ghusl before you enter the state of Ihram. As for yustahabu, it's our fi'il mudari. Fi'il mudari, technically mabni lil majhul. Yustahabu. Yustahabu al-ghuslu lil-ihrami. Number 7. لا يجوز الاستعانة. لا يجوز الاستعانة بغير الله. It's not permissible to seek assistance in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not talking about somebody, please bring me my shoes from the room. We're not talking about brother, please help me with the bags. No, we are talking about matters where these cannot help you. Where? People cannot help you. You are drowning. And then you are calling out for Ahmed, Ilyas and Sumayya and Fatima. No, no, no. You seek help in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. You make dua to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You require something. You require a need. You require shifa, etc. Cure, protection. We seek assistance and protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, they state, لا يجوز الاستعانة بغير الله. It's not permissible to seek this type of help from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Fatiha, what do we say? إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. نستعين, استعانة. Only you do we worship and only in you do we seek assistance and help. Allah musta'an. Allah is the one that we seek assistance from. So, يا عبد الله, يا أمت الله. Number 8. أنا مستعد للسفر. أنا مستعد للسفر. أنا مستعد للسفر. مستعد, this is our ism fa'il. And the sentence before we had استعانة was our مصدر. جميل. Number 9. أرجو لك مستقبلا زاهرا. أرجو لك مستقبلا زاهرا. أرجو لك مستقبلا زاهرا. مستقبلا اسم زمان. مستقبلا اسم زمان. أرجو لك, I wish for you a bright future. مستقبلا زاهرا, a bright future. Number 10. وفي التنزيل, in the revelation. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين. الله مستعان. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا, and when we said to the angels prostrate down, لآدم to Adam, فسجدوا, they all prostrated, إلا إبليس, except إبليس, أبى, he refused, واستكبر, and he had pride, وكان من الكافرين, and he was from the disbelievers. Disbelief here meaning what? Did he not believe in Allah? I mean, he lived there in the skies, in the heavens, etc. He knew who Allah was. His disbelief was that he was not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His pride got the better of him. He was not surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jayid, Allahu musta'an. And exercise number five, بإذن الله تعالى. استلقيت على قفايا لكي أستريح. استلقيت على قفايا لكي أستريح. I lie down on my back to take a rest. كي من نواصب المضارع ويسمى حرف مصدرية ونصب واستقبال لأنها تجعل ما بعدها في تأويل مصدر فتأويل المثال السابق استلقيت على قفايا لاستراحتي. I lie down on my back لاستراحتي, to take a rest. والغالب أن تسبقها لام الجر التي تفيد التعليل. And usually before it there's also the lam of reason. فإن لم تسبقها فهي مقدرة. And if that lam is not brought there, apparently it is understood to be there, inshallah. إذا دخلت لام النافية على الفعل كتبت متصلة بكي. And sometimes we bring the lam of negation there, لكي لا, لكي لا. Example, أسرع لكي لا تتأخر عن الدرس. أسرع لكي لا تتأخر عن الدرس. That hasten so that you are not late for the lesson. Hasten so that you are not late for the lesson. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لكي. Number 1. التحقت بالجامعة الإسلامية لكي أتعلم اللغة العربية وألوم الدين. التحقت I joined بالجامعة الإسلامية التحقت بالجامعة الإسلامية لكي so that أتعلم اللغة العربية so that I can learn the Arabic language وعلوم الدين and the sciences of the religion. Number two, اجتهد كي تنجح. اجتهد كي تنجح. اجتهد كي تنجح. Work hard so that you will succeed, so that you will pass. جيم قال أحمد لأخته. قال أحمد لأخته. أحمد said to his sister, ابحثي عن هذا الكتاب في مكتبة كليتك. كليتك. اكتبي اسمه لكي لا تنسي. اكتبي اسمه لكي لا تنسي. He says to her that search for this book in the library of your faculty and write it down so that you will not forget it. قال أحمد لأخته ابحثي عن هذا الكتاب. Search for this book where? في مكتبة كليتك. في مكتبة كليتك. في مكتبة كليتك. In the library of your faculty. اكتبي اسمه. Write down its name. لكي لا. So that you will not تنسي. تنسي. So that you will not forget. دال. ذهب زملائي إلى السوق. My colleagues went to the marketplace. لكي تشتروا الحوائج. So that they will purchase the needs, the necessities, whatever we require. Ha. أسرعوا لكي لا تفوتنا الطائرة. Race. Hasten up so that we will not miss. We will not miss the aeroplane. أسرعوا لكي لا تفوتنا. So that the aeroplane will not leave us. كي لا تفوتنا الطائرة. So that the aeroplane would not leave us. حياكم الله. ضع في الفراغ فيما يأتي لكي and لكي لا. ثم عدل الفعل الذي يليها. So add لكي or لكي لا into the following sentences and adjust the sentences accordingly. Why? Because remember, لكي and لكي لا, they make the word after them take the منصوب form. The منصوب form, and so we would need to adjust the verbs accordingly, insha'Allah. So number one, اتصل كثير من الشباب بالجامعة something يستفسرون عن شروط القبول. جميل. اتصل كثير من الشباب. Many of the youth, they contacted, they phoned بالجامعة, the university. They contacted the university. Why? لكي. So that. لكي. يستفسروا. It's going to change. يستفسروا. Because now it will be منصوب. لكي يستفسروا. Not يستفسرون. لكي يستفسروا. يستفسروا. منصوب form. يستفسروا. عن شروط القبول. About the conditions of acceptance. اتصل كثير من الشباب بالجامعة لكي يستفسروا عن شروط القبول. جميل. Number two. كان موعد الرحلة الساعة الثالثة صباحا. The appointed time for the journey, for the flight, was at 3 a.m. in the morning. فجلسنا نتحدث. فجلسنا نتحدث. And so we sat speaking to one another. لكي something. We'll discuss. Nanamu. Nanamu. So that we will not sleep. Excellent. So let's put it in the proper sentence. كان موعد الرحلة الساعة الثالثة صباحا. فجلسنا نتحدث لكي لا ننام. لكي لا ننام. لكي لا ننام. Excellent. Again. كان موعد الرحلة الساعة الثالثة صباحا. The time of the travel was at 3 a.m. فجلسنا نتحدث. And so we sat speaking. لكي لا. So that we wouldn't. Nanama. So that we wouldn't sleep. Excellent. Number three. Ya Jurju. So the guy's name is George. Ya Jurju. Ghayir ismaka. Change your name. Ghayir ismaka. Something. Ya Zunnu Nasu Annaka Nasraniyun. So
So we need to adjust it accordingly. يا جرجو غير اسمك لكي لا يظن. لكي لا يظن. So that people will not think أنك نصراني, that you are a Christian. So this person is saying to George, change your name. يا جرجو غير اسمك لكي لا يظن الناس يظن الناس أنك نصراني. So that people wouldn't think that you are a Christian. Take note, when somebody becomes a Muslim, they can still keep their name if there's no harm in that name, if there's no evil, bad connotation related to that name. So for example, the guy's name is George and he wants to retain that name George, no problem, inshallah. Somebody becomes Muslim and his name was Satan. And he says, I want to keep my name as Satan. We say, no, that's not allowed. But if the name was Janet, the name was Jane, the name was Daniel, etc. No problem, you can keep that name, inshallah. The brother says, no, I want to change it to a Muslim Islamic Arabic name. We say, no problem, that is also a good thing to do, inshallah. It's all up to you. Walhamdulillah, Jameel. The next one, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Ya Zainabu. استيقظي مبكرة يا زينب استيقظي مبكرة. Wake up early, something, and then تتأخرين عن أداء الصلاة والدرس. تتأخرين عن أداء الصلاة والدرس. So يا زينب استيقظي مبكرة. Wake up early, لكي لا, so that you wouldn't, so that you don't. تتأخري, so that you are not late, so that you do not delay. تتأخري عن الصلاة والدرس, so that you are not late for الصلاة and for the lesson. جميل, ما شاء الله, excellent. And so that covers exercises 1 to 5 so far, والحمد لله. And we move on بإذن الله تعالى to exercise number 6, inshallah. Exercise number 6, إذن أنتظرك, إذن أنتظرك, then I will wait for you. إذن من نواصب المضارع. إذن is one of the نواصبs. نواصب meaning that it makes the next word take the منصوب form. وتسمى حرف جواب وجزاء ونصب واستقبال. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية تفهم معناها. Go through the following examples and you will understand its meaning. Hamid says, سأزورك اليوم بعد صلاة المغرب إن شاء الله. I will visit you today after صلاة المغرب. Khalid says, إذن أنتظرك. إذن أنتظرك. إذن أنتظرك. Ra, منصوب, أنتظرك. Then I will wait for you. I will be expecting you. The مدرس says, هذا أحسن معجم مدرسي. هذا أحسن معجم مدرسي. This is the best classroom dictionary. This is the best class dictionary. الطلاب. إذن نشتريه. إذن نشتريه. Then we will buy it. إذن نشتريه. إذن نشتريه. نشتريه. Then we will buy it. Ali says, يصل أستاذنا غدا إلى المدينة المنورة إن شاء الله. Tomorrow our teacher will arrive in مدينة المنورة. The زملاؤه, his colleagues say, إذن نستقبله في المطار. إذن نستقبله في المطار. Then we will await him at the airport. We will welcome him at the airport. إذن نستقبله في المطار. إذن نستقبله في المطار. The مدرس says, أخشى أن يطوى قيدك فإن غيابك كثير. I am afraid that maybe you will be expelled from this school. فَإِنَّ غِيَابَكَ كَثِيرٌ, because your absenteeism is a lot. أخشى أن يطوى قيدك فإن غيابك كثير. I fear that يطوى قيدك. قيدك, قيد is like your enrollment. يطوى will be removed. You will be struck off the list of those who are registered. You will be deregistered. فإن غيابك كثير, because your absenteeism is a lot. Hamid, then he says, إذن لا أغيب في المستقبل إن شاء الله. Then I will not be absent in the future, إن شاء الله. Then I will not be absent. إذن لا أغيب في المستقبل إن شاء الله. إذن لا أغيب في المستقبل إن شاء الله. جميل. تنصب إذن الفعل المضارع بالشروط الآتية. That the إذن, it makes the فعل مضارع to be منصوب with the following conditions. Number one, أن تكون متصدرة. أن تكون متصدرة. أن تكون متصدرة meaning that the sentence should begin with إذن. إذن should be at the beginning of the sentence. Number two, أن تكون غير مفصولة عن الفعل بغير القسم ولا النافية. That after إذن, you should have the فعل مضارع directly after it. There shouldn't be anything else there, except if it's a قسم, wallahi, or except if it's the lamb of nafia. Those there would be acceptable, but other stuff not acceptable. And number three, أن تكون زمن الفعل مستقبلا. That the verb should be doing with, should be related to the future. It must be meaning something to do with the future. Let's see some examples. بإذن الله تعالى. So let's make up three examples. We find Hamid, he would say, سأتيك بعد الصلاة. سأتيك بعد الصلاة إن شاء الله. I will come to you after الصلاة إن شاء الله. Ahmed says, إذن لا أخرج. إذن لا أخرج. Then I will not go out. لا أخرج. إذن لا أخرج. So after إذن, إذن is first here. أخرج is to do with the future. But we got a لام in the middle. لام of نافية. And this is fine. No problem that the إذن will still do its work. إذن لا أخرج. إذن لا أخرج. Excellent. Another example. الشيخ محمد عالم جليل ودروسه مفيدة. Sheikh Muhammad, he is a fantastic scholar and his lessons are very beneficial. The طلاب, they say, إذن نحضر. إذن نحضر دروسه. Then we will attend his lessons. إذن نحضر دروسه. إذن نحضر. نحضر. نحضر منصوب. نحضر دروسه. Excellent. Teacher says, سأنتقل إلى بيتي الجديد غدا إن شاء الله. I will be moving to my new house tomorrow. The students, تلاميذ, they say, إذن نساعدك. إذن نساعدك. إذن نساعدك. Then we will assist you. Then we will assist you. We will help you out إن شاء الله. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We've covered exercises 1 to 6. As we can see, this lesson is a long lesson. And we will not be able to complete it in this majlis. And so we will leave the rest for our next majlis, بإذن الله تعالى. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. والحمد لله. In our sessions, in our majalis, we've covered 50 prophetic maxims. And we've also covered 50 Quranic maxims, mashallah. And the last of those we had completed in our previous majlis. So what are we going to do in the next few minutes, seeing that we've already completed 50 Quranic and 50 prophetic maxims? Well, we thought that maybe it would be good to go through certain simple, beautiful ahadith, inshallah. And via these ahadith, we will also learn some vocab. We will also learn a little bit more about the Arabic language, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. So let's see. Number one, the beautiful hadith. And Jabir radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So عن Jabir, upon the authority of Jabir, رضي الله عن, رضي, may Allah be pleased with him, رضي, to be pleased, pleased, الله, may Allah be pleased, عنه, with him, رضي, he pleased, who's pleased, Allah is pleased with who, with Jabir, قال, Jabir said, he said, Jabir, what did he say? Jabir said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, رسول الله مضاف مضاف إليه, لا تأكلوا, لا تأكلوا, our رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited, he said, لا تأكلوا, do not eat, don't eat, we shouldn't eat, continue the hadith, لا تأكلوا, all of you, O people, O the ummah, O the ummah, O people, O nas, لا تأكلوا, do not eat, بالشمالي, with your left, do not eat with your left, left meaning left hand, do not eat with your left hand, فإن الشيطان, for indeed, for verily, شيطان, شيطان, why, because of فإن, فإن الشيطان, فإن الشيطان, فإن الشيطان, يأكل بالشمالي, he eats with his left, he eats with his left hand, so we learn شيطان eats, he eats and he eats with his left hand. And so we should eat with our right hands. Excellent. Rawahu Muslim. This hadith reported by Imam Muslim in his Sahih Muslim. So, لا تأكلوا بالشمالي. Do not eat with your left. فإن الشيطان. For indeed, شيطان eats. يأكلوا بالشمالي. He eats with his left. You don't eat with your left. So, meaning you should eat with your right. For verily, شيطان eats with his left. يا عبد الله يا أمت الله. We see in this hadith, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned the reason. When you mention to somebody that brother, the ruling with regards to X, Y, and Z is such and such because of such and such. If we know the reason behind it, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But if we know the illa, the reason, then inshallah it's much easier for people to accept. بإذنالله تعالى. So شمال, شمال is the ضد of يمين. شمال ضد اليمين. شمال is the opposite of يمين. يمين is your right and شمال is ضد اليمين. ضد اليمين, the opposite of يمين. As for ضد الجنوب, the opposite of جنوب, the opposite of south, it is شمال. شمال is north. شمال is left and شمال is north. We say شمال أمريكا, شمال إفريقيا, North America, North Africa. شمال left. شمال north. Excellent. ما شاء الله. الشيطان جمعه شياطين. The plural of شيطان is شياطين. One شيطان, many. Many شياطين. جميل. تأكلوا. And if we want to talk about تأكلوا, تأكلوا means تأكلوا, أنت تأكلوا, you eat. لا تأكل, do not eat. Speaking to one person. This is the lam of nahia. The lam of nahia. The lam of prohibition. Prohibiting you from something. لا تأكل, do not eat. لا تشرب, do not drink. لا تجلس, do not sit. تجلسوا, لا تجلس. لا تجلس, prohibiting you from sitting. لا تجلس, do not sit. We say to, for example, a group, يا إخوانو لا تأكلوا. Oh brothers, do not eat. يا خالدو لا تأكل. يا خالدو لا تأكل. We're speaking to مريم. يا مريم لا تأكلي. يا مريم لا تأكلي. يا أخوات لا تأكلنا. يا أخوات لا تأكلنا. Again. يا خالد لا تأكل. يا مريم لا تأكلي. يا إخوان لا تأكلوا. يا أخوات لا تأكلنا. جميل. Also, we learn, for example, that نَأْكُلُ بِالْيَمِينِ, we eat with our right. نَأْكُلُ بِالْيَمِينِ, نَأْكُلُ بِالْيَمِينِ. We learn الشَّيْطَانُ يَأْكُلُ بِالشِّمَالِ, الشَّيْطَانُ يَأْكُلُ بِالشِّمَالِ. Shaitan eats with his left. أَكْتُبُ بِالْقَلَمِ, I write with a pen. So the, take note of the ba, with the pen. أَكْتُبُ بِالْقَلَمِ, أَكْتُبُ بِالْقَلَمِ, أَكْتُبُ بِالْقَلَمِ. أذهب إلى الجامعة بالدراجة. I go to the university by bike. By bike. Riding my bike. أذهب إلى الجامعة بالسيارة. I go to the university by car. So the ba here. This ba by such and such. فإن. For indeed. Verily. لا تشرب هذا الشاي. Don't drink this. Tea. فإنه بارد. For indeed it is cold. لا تشرب هذا الشاي. فإنه بارد. For indeed it is cold. لا تأكل هذا الطعام. Don't eat this food. فإنه فاسد. For indeed it is gone off. It is not good. It is now فاسد. اقرأ هذا الكتاب. Read this book. فإنه مفيد. For indeed it is beneficial. It is beneficial. Excellent. ما شاء الله. If they ask us, بأي يد يأكل الشيطان, With which hand does Shaitan eat? يأكل بالشمال. يأكل بالشمال. If they ask us, بأي يد نأكل? With which hand do we eat? بأي يد نأكل? We say, نأكل باليمين. نأكل باليمين. نأكل باليمين. If they ask us, أذكر حديثا في أداب الأكل. Mention a hadith which talks about the etiquettes when eating. We say that عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تأكلوا بالشمال. Do not eat with your left. فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال. For verily indeed شيطان eats with his left. رواه رواه مسلم. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث? Who's the companion who narrated this hadith? جابر رضي الله عنه. جميل. من المحدث الذي أخرجه? And who is the muhaddith who makes mention, who brought this hadith in his collection? Imam Muslim رحمه الله. جميل. ما ضد اليمين? What's the ضد of يمين? What's the opposite of يمين? شمال. ما ضد الشمال? ما ضد الشمال? ما ضد الشمال? What's the opposite of شمال? North. جنوب. جنوب. جنوب إفريقيا. South Africa. جنوب أمريكا. South America. جميل. ما جمع شيطان? شياطين. What's the plural of شيطان? شياطين. Excellent. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Until we meet again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to accept from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for qabool. Inna nas'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wa-l-afafa wa-l-ghina. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع الله مستعان يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We ask Allah's protection from knowledge which does not benefit, from a heart which does not have khushu and humility, and from a nafs which is never ever satisfied. الله مستعان. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى for protection. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to use us for good and to be keys of goodness until we meet again. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.